is that our physical body is a construction of spiritual power, and that we are, each of us, scheduled to evolve through levels, stages of empowerment. And our body is a complete reflection of exactly what lessons we learn and when. So, having said that, I'm going to jump back to my introduction. I began to work with medical intuition in 1982-83. I moved to New Hampshire to start a publishing company with two colleagues, a publishing company called Stillpoint. At that time, I had finished my graduate work, and my graduate work was in mysticism and schizophrenia. And I was a journalist. And when I was writing newspaper articles in Chicago after graduating from college, I kept thinking, there's got to be more to life than hog reports. And given my background, which was growing up with nuns, I was fluent in the monastery. The romance people are having with monastic life was something that was my first nature when I was a kid. So that having someone talk Angel 101 to me was ordinary, thank God. And in those early years, I remember thinking, there's got to be more to life than this. And I was driving to pick up a friend of mine for dinner, a friend who at the time was a nun. I was in Chicago, my hometown, and I was at the corner of Central and North Avenue. I put the car in park, and I said to God, if you don't tell me what you want from me, I will not drive anymore at any time. In fact, prepare to meet me because I'm coming home. Now, the thing is, I didn't mean it in the necessarily sort of ordinary suicidal thing. I was having an absolute spiritual temper tantrum. And the thing is, I fully expected an answer, and I got one. It never occurred to me that I would not get the vision I was invoking. And in that moment, I saw the graduate school. And you got to understand something. I never had been to this school. I simply went into an altered state, drove right there, exploded into the graduate department, and announced to the nuns that the time had come for me to begin my work in theology. And Sister Carol Frances Jagan looked at me and said, okay, all right. And she said, you know, you have to apply. And I said, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll take care of that. And I said, look, if I can't cut it, you're going to know. And I'm the one who's out the $400 per class. So, hey, right? And you know, Catholics speak finances. So I made this deal with the nunsies, and I started my work in theology. Became mesmerized with the study of mysticism and schizophrenia. Why we go mad on our way to becoming empowered, why madness is essential toward empowerment. Why do we need to go mad? But we do. How come? Right? I have never met anybody who has not gone through or will go through madness on their way to becoming healthy or whole. It is inevitable. Now, why is that so? Isn't that a rich question, right? Well, I was captivated by that. And then in 1982, I had an out-of-body experience. It was no big deal. There wasn't a lot of, you know, lights or actions or cameras. I sort of always get low-grade mystical experiences. I never get the sophisticated variety, but I get them. Nevertheless, you don't want to complain, mind you, but, you know, it's not exactly the Neiman Marcus version. However, I knew that my life was different, and I knew that I'd been asked a question, and that was, will I work as a medical intuitive? Those words weren't there, but I knew the way of the non-physical world, and that I was being asked, will you work with us? Translation, will you make the non-physical world your authority over the physical? Now, having just come from studying it academically, as though you can ever study God, oh, spare me that perception now. I humbly retort, right? But I now knew that when you invoke heaven, heaven comes. But heaven says, I'm going to cause you to change the rules. The first thing that motivates